What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
I'm JP.
I'm Tim.
This is the Positive Truth. Well, we're not focused on that negativity, but we're trying to bring the positivity.
Indeed.
That is our show. We have an audio episode Wednesday and Friday where we talk about nothing but positive news. And we have a visual episode, which is today, where you can see Tim's pretty face.
And JP's.
Don't on YouTube lie. And Facebook, where we talk about inspirational stories and we interview positive people doing great things in the community to remind you just how great of a world it is and how many people are doing great things. Tim, how are you today?
I'm tired, but I'm doing well. I am cold, but I'm doing well. I'm happy, but I'm doing well. I'm good, man. How are you?
Tim, thinking out loud.
In facts, I do it all the time. And Eddie gets so mad when I do that at home. Who are you talking to? Dang, I'm sorry. Anyways, how are you, JP?
I'm good. I don't have to deal with that. I definitely talk to myself at home too, though.
I feel like it's healthy too, man. Yeah. I mean, I talk to myself all the time. It is what it is.
Well, you know what else is healthy? Like, sharing, and subscribing to this podcast where you can spread this positivity. Tell a friend, like us on all our social medias. And we're back with more inspirational stories. Inspirational Mondays is what we like to call it. With two inspirational stories. We're going to start out with Tim's today.
Yeah, man.
And this is really inspirational. No joke.
So you guys know mine's probably about running. That's pretty much all I know these days. That and like how to change a diaper. But
great skills, by the way.
Facts. Big facts. So it's basically, I'm going to go to the Dallas Marathon about this man named Dwayne Pickens. And he was running the relay, actually, in this marathon with four other people. I think it's four other people. I know in the Oklahoma Marathon, it's like five-person relay. Each person runs a little, like 6 miles, 3 miles, 3 miles, six-mile run, and then maybe one person runs seven. And he basically had a 5.2-mile run. Sorry, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, I don't think the math adds up.
It's somewhere around there. But Dwayne Pickens, he had a 5.2-mile relay. He felt confident. The week before, he ran about 8 miles straight. So he was like, 5 miles, I know I can complete it. Not worried about it too much. Let's go ahead and get it done. When he started running, he noticed his breathing was like really affecting him. So he kept thinking, you know, it's cold out here. Maybe it's messing with my lungs or something. But then next thing you know, he remembers waking up in the ER and first responders were around him. He had no idea what was going on. Basically what happened, he ended up having a heart attack. He was actually dead on the course for 2 minutes. He got so freaking lucky. So I highlighted it somewhere, but I think I lost it and it's okay. Basically running behind him was a lieutenant with the Dallas Fire Rescue and a registered nurse with the Baylor University Medical Center at Dallas. They both stopped to help and started CPR. Then they used an automated external defibrillator from a nearby first responder, which, you know, obviously restarted his heart. He ended up going to the hospital. He spent about 2 days in the hospital before he had to get quadruple bypass surgery. So this man went through it from running in a marathon to getting a quadruple bypass surgery is ridiculous, but he felt really thankful. He said that to have this happen to him when it happened, he just hopes it inspires people that know about his story to make appointments for physicals because of his story. He'll be happy if they just do that because they heard his story, right? So it gets even better. His surgeon, right, who admitted already, his name is Dr. Hammond, admitted that he gets tired just going up the stairs. He's winded, like out of breath, bending over, like thinking he has asthma or something. He was actually inspired. He said something about this man coming in, and whenever Dwayne was in the hospital, he was doing laps around the nurse's station after a couple days, just trying to like get back in shape, like, hey, I'm ready to go, I'm ready to go. The surgeon,
after bypass surgery?
After bypass, laps? Within 2 days, man. This dude was like, I think it was 3 days later.
Is he like, you know, the IV? Is he like running with it?
I don't know. He was in a wheelchair moving.
You
though.
Doing that?
Man, I wish I did. I really wish I did. I don't. But I will definitely send the link and so we can put it in the description if you guys want to check it out. It's a pretty cool story. But basically, he decided to go home after that. His surgeon got so inspired that he wanted to run a marathon. Again, this man, the same man that walks up the stairs, bends over, dying. So what happened is this new Dallas Marathon, they're running in the relay together. And they're also wearing shirts with the first responders that saved his life and also two of the doctors from the hospital. I thought it was dope. I mean, we hear a lot about running stories. I know I've talked about a few last year, but this one right here, this did happen last year. I had no clue it happened. I know it's super inspiring because at the end of the day, we had a friend, super producer JoJo, you know, hurt himself, pectoral muscle, and like he's working out. He's eating healthy. He's worried about his heart. And ultimately, that's what we need to do. We don't worry about our health as much just because we think we're doing the right things. And this man ran 8 miles a week before. And a week later, he gets a heart attack in this big race. It's scary. And I liked it because at the end of the day, right now, it's making me think I need to get a checkup because I have a daughter at home and I want to take care of her. And at the exact same time, I still want to be able to run and do things that I love. So I thought it was dope. I thought it was dope in so many different ways. First responders are amazing. The fact that they're running right behind him and saved his life is even amazing as well.
I think he was ahead of him in the first place.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. Yeah, facts, facts. So, I mean, like, there were so many positive things from this story. It was super inspiring. The fact that you see people saving his life. You see him inspiring his doctor to go run. His doctor actually, you know, getting the courage to go run. And this man's 62 years old as well. So, yeah.
He's 62 doing all this?
Doing all that, man. 62 years old.
62, 2 days later, just running laps in the hospital?
Yep. And then he was like, yeah, I think it's time to go home when he made it to like 26 laps or something. Yeah.
How does no one have a video of this? Is that the great things going on in hospitals? We're just desensitized to that?
I guess, man.
That's crazy. I would say my biggest inspiration is just from this story is not only just keeping up your health, but just like how necessary first responders are. You just take them for granted.
Agreed. Civil servants.
Even like CPR, like you said, you took a CPR class.
Yeah. Came in handy. My niece ate a bunch of grapes one time, man. Oh, man. I don't know why she put them all in her mouth like that, but she started choking. And I remember some stuff from CPR class that helped her.
Nice, Tim.
Yeah, it made me feel like a hero. Good times.
You are a hero. Speaking of heroes.
You are a hero. Speaking of heroes. My bad, JP. I'll be messing up your segues all the time.
I deserved it for that one. I have a hero about a man named John Beale. He died in 2006, but he left a lasting impact. He came back in 1979 from Vietnam War.
Okay, I was like, what? Came back. Sorry.
Not Lazarus, Mr. Beale, 1979. He came back from the Vietnam War, and he didn't feel right. Speaking of heart attacks, he had 3 of them in 3 months.
Oh, my gosh.
And his doctors told him, he was like, yo, man, you're going to max live 4 more months. That's all you got left. It's going to be a long, painful death, so I suggest you, like, find something to do.
1979 this happened? Wow, okay.
And so he felt like he had post-traumatic stress, but he didn't know what to do, especially in 1979. They weren't that good at handling it.
Right, PTSD is just okay to talk about now in 2019.
And so he didn't know what to do, so he walked to basically a creek in Seattle called Ham Creek. And he just like stared at it. Now this creek, not exactly in the best shape. He described it as being filthy. He said, you know, you might see a car going through it, a refrigerator, couch.
Lives in the hood, for real.
But like, it was a very bad creek. It didn't have any sort of salmon in it. If you like went in the water, you get rashes.
Makes sense.
Stay away from it. So he was just like, I don't know what to do with my last 4 months of life. I think I should like do something with this creek. So every day he went in and he just started healing the creek, like just do something. So he realized there was industry pipes underneath the creek that was like leaking sewage. So after he cleaned the top part up as much as he could, he got rid of the pipes. And he got rid of people that were throwing in the cars and the couches and stuff.
Well, you got rid of the people. Like he told him to stop.
Yeah, he got hold of the authorities, helped him get it to stop. He did this for not 4 months, 26 years. So the creek went from basically looking like
filthy.
That.
Which looks like a
sewage.
Yeah.
To this.
To like a beautiful, The Notebook, when they're on the boat together. You never seen The Notebook, who am I kidding? It looks beautiful.
But it saved his life because it helped him deal with his stress.
Gave him a purpose.
Absolutely. And whenever he died, his daughter was like, we're not going to stop this. So they built a little monument. And they talked about what his life is, how he went back to church. Now, every week somebody goes to that creek and cleans up the trash. And that's the lasting impact he made. He went from only having 4 months to live to just
finding a purpose
and changing the world for the better.
Absolutely, because it's going to live on after he's gone, which it obviously is. And the fact that he turned something so disgusting looking to something beautiful, and the fact that other people are inspired to pick up trash there, that's amazing. That's super inspiring, man. He's inspiring when he's not even here anymore.
Exactly.
And at the same time, like in the age that we live in this like, oh, I know who everybody is. Like, I can't walk through a 7-Eleven on the south side of Oklahoma City without running into somebody because of like social media. And this man, we haven't even heard of, but yeah, he's inspired a whole community to pick up trash and make sure you do what you need to do to take care of your environment around you just because he was looking at a creek. That's awesome, man. A man with PTSD found his purpose and lived so much longer. How many years is that, JP?
26.
26 years longer than he was supposed to.
Because remember, he died in 2006. It's 2019.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah.
This has been going on for 13 more years after he died.
That's pretty awesome, man. We should definitely have a follow-up story for that, because just to check out and find out who's still running things. Because I think that's amazing, man. That's a very beautiful story.
So what I took from this is, you know, we live in the YOLO culture, I guess.
YOLO.
I seem to remember when Tim McCoy had said it a few times to me whenever I was like, I think I'm good, Tim. YOLO, JP.
Somebody tagged me on a meme on Facebook the other day. It was like, I'm not sure if people stopped saying YOLO or everybody that used to say it died. It's like, damn, I'm still here.
Yeah, but like, there's always like, oh, if you only have like a month or a year to live, what would you do?
Right.
And here's someone in that situation, and what he did ended up saving his life and helping out so much. It's not all about the here and now. It's not all about the crazy parties and the drinking. It's about what you're trying to build for each other. And that's why I took away from the story. What did you take away from it, Tim?
Man, I definitely took away, when you stop thinking about materialistic things, you definitely can find your purpose. And I took that.
Nice, he decided Tim. To. That should be the quote at the end.
I have no idea what I said. All right. He took like a terrible situation, like was told you're not going to live. So that means everything went out of the window in his head. Like, I'm not going to stress about rent. I'm not going to stress about bills. What am I going to stress about the stuff that isn't going to come with me? So what can I do? And he found a purpose. And he just stayed with it, being consistent. He found a purpose and he was consistent with it, and it turned out to be something beautiful, something we're talking about now. His name is John Beale, by the way. John Beale, like a true hero. You're absolutely right at the beginning of that. I know I laughed at the segue part, but he is an absolute hero. I mean, I wish we had more people like that in the world, and it makes me want to do something like that. It definitely inspired me to go out there and like clean up a park every day or figure out some type of way to do something like he did.
Absolutely. And that's what this podcast is all about.
Ooh, Savas, JP. That was a very good story. Nice little find there. Where did you find that?
Huh. You know I read too much.
I know, man. There's no way. I can't. Anyways, that was an amazing story.
Heaven forbid we're not on Facebook, Tim.
I know, man. Struggle.
That's what happens when you don't get tagged in memes.
I know, man. We got to grow up in 2019, friends. No, I'm just kidding.
Memes are great, though.
They're hilarious, man. I haven't been on social media
imagine,
much lately, too, though.
Can you imagine explaining to, like, someone 10 years ago, like, hey, a meme is this little, like, picture with a caption. This is going to be great. It's going to take over the nation.
I would have laughed, man. And we would have been out. We should have invested in, like, Amazon and stuff back in the day, too, by the way.
Did we have any money to invest?
Man, we had jobs. We were wasting it on nothing. 15 double cheeseburgers and stuff. Anyways.
I definitely was. Anyway.
I know, as I'm saying. I had the 50% discount, too, at McDonald's. It was ridiculous, man. Good times.
But we're not living for the moment anymore. We're going to be like John Bill and build something. Hopefully,
absolutely.
We're building something here. We got really off track.
Yeah, we did. I got hungry.
Do you want to talk about our positive quote before we get out of here?
Yeah, man. Let's do the one I said, because I definitely am not going to do another Bob Marley one. What did I say? When you forget about the materialistic things in life,
you can find your purpose.
You can find your purpose.
Put that on a t-shirt, Tim.
And sell it. Let's get it. That's all I got, man. Teamwork makes the dream work.
JoJo, I want that great little Tim the Flash McCoy, whenever that's quoted.
And lightning bolts and stuff everywhere.
Whoa, Tim, whoa. Whoa.
Whoa, keep it PG.
This is a family podcast, Tim.
Can we get a beep? That one? Appreciate it.
And on that note, we're out.
Stay positive.